This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote. In our top story, at least 73 people were killed. An explosion outside a gate at the Kabul airport. 13 of the victims identified as U.S. troops. President Joe Biden said the U.S. will respond with force of precision at our time following the attack by a group identified as ISIS-K. Biden said evacuations will continue even after U.S. troops leave at the end of the month. There will be evacuations for Americans. Critics have blamed President Biden for the evacuations coming late and turning chaotic and deadly. The U.S. is projected to see nearly 100,000 more COVID-19 deaths between now and December 1st, according to the nation's most closely watched forecasting model. But health experts say the toll could be cut in half if nearly everyone wore a mask in public spaces. Experts agree what the coronavirus has in store this fall depends on human behavior. And early signs suggest behavior changes may already be flattening the curve in a few places where the virus raged this summer. An Associated Press analysis shows the rate of new cases is slowing in Mississippi, Florida, Louisiana, and Arkansas. The United Nations Secretary General said Thursday there is no military solution to Ethiopia's 10-month-old conflict, and he urged the parties to stop fighting and open a dialogue. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, via remote.